We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gavin and Katie here, and thank you so much for checking out our podcast. It's this is just in, by the way. It is an award-winning podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what is probably award-winning. I don't know for sure, but BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, we're brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Which
if they haven't won an award yet, I would like to present them one.
What award?
The Making It Easy to Find a Therapist Online and Get the Help You Need Award.
That's a long title. Maybe it's a long an acronym. Title.
We have an acronym for it.
Yeah. There you go. That's that. And if you and listen, there's no trophy, but if you want our trophy for the award that we won for our podcast, you may have it.
Which is the
Golden Potty.
Oh, I was gonna say
PODDY. Not a potty. Grow up.
Okay.
We're not Donald Trump with a golden potty. We won the golden potty.
BetterHelp.com. Believe it or not, they support this show, and they can support you too. Get 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. Now, here's the potty.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
Does anyone here remember the first time they said I love you to someone? And not like a family member or like a gorgeous plate of chicken parm. Do you remember? You could shout out how old you were when you first time you said I love you to someone. 13, 18. I was 32. Does anyone here remember the first time they had their heart broken? 13, 16. I was 33.
On the wake up call, Gavin and Katie, and that's it. Kevin's not here today. He's got the six. He's got the six. And, you know, this was a point of contention yesterday because we're going to talk about this.
Oh, God.
Katie has been sick.
Yes, very sick all week.
And she's been coming into work, thankfully, and now Kevin is sick. And Kevin is blaming Katie for getting her sick.
Getting him sick.
Getting him sick. And they've been fighting about this over the accusation, over the act, the alleged act, and it's been going back and forth. And I have a theory as a fairly neutral third party in this situation. I have a theory that you did not get him sick.
Okay, tell me why.
My theory is I have not gotten sick.
Right.
And I sit as far away from you as I do from him. And this just complicated the fight yesterday even more, because then both of you, two enemies, joined together to then fight me and tell me that I was wrong.
Wait, well, I think technically you are wrong. It's not wrong by much. I think technically I sit closer to Kevin.
So we involved an engineer yesterday. The king of engineering.
True.
His name is Seth. And he loves to weigh in on BS like this.
He does, actually.
And
what's funny, he weighs in on very little.
Right.
He's the strong, silent type. But what he does, it's about something stupid.
And he has a gigantic beard, so you can never really tell if he's smiling, but I always assume that he is. And I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, here's what the fight is about. Kevin thinks that Katie got him sick, but I'm not sick. And we, you know, there's no, it. I think I sit closer to Katie or the same distance away from Katie as she does from Kevin. What's the truth here? You designed these studios. What's the truth? And he thought about it in a way that made me think, you're really thinking about this.
Okay.
And he said, yeah. He goes, I think that you guys do sit an equal distance apart. Now, we didn't measure it. He goes,
I think we need to measure. Should I text one of the engineers?
Sure, go ahead and see if he's got a tape measure. Now, he said that if there is a difference in distance, he's like, it is negligible. It is marginal difference. He's like, not enough to get somebody sick. Not that much of a distance. We're talking an inch or two. That's what he said.
Okay.
But then he threw in another point that made me think even more so that you didn't get Kevin sick.
Okay.
Or if you did get Kevin sick, it's not because you two sit closer together. He's like, I've watched you guys do the show. You and Katie talk directly to each other face to face.
True.
More than Katie talks to Kevin.
That is true.
So he said, even if, and this goes beyond the scope of his engineering, then now we're getting into science. But he's like, if Katie sat even closer to Kevin, but she never looked directly at him, still more of an odds that your germs are directed more toward me than they are toward him.
See, now that I agree with. I don't agree that it's further by just a couple inches. If Kevin and I reach our hands out, our arms out, and if he was sitting in his chair and he reached his arm out, our hands would be closer to touching than if you and I did.
Right.
But I do agree the direction of my potential spittle is straight towards you.
Straight toward me.
The other thing is there have been a couple times over the week that you've come over to look at something on my computer and stood directly next to me.
That's true. Jonathan, you're one of our engineers. Have a seat where Kevin sits.
Yeah, we need you to pretend to be Kevin right now.
Okay. I don't want to sit in his chair. Well, he's not here. So. He's not here today. Okay. All right.
Would you like me to move his blanket?
No, I'm okay.
Oops. Did you bring a tape measure?
I did bring a tape measure.
Okay, now you are sitting roughly exactly where Kevin is. Okay. We're going to determine who sits further away,
okay,
me or Kevin from Katie.
Okay.
So hand that to Katie.
Should I do it like to my boob?
Mouth.
So it's to my mouth. Okay. From mic to mic?
From mouth to mouth.
That's mouth to mouth.
About roughly.
About 76 inches.
76 inches. Okay. Now, Jonathan, hand that over to me. No, let her hang on to that. And then hand that over to me. We're measuring who sits further away to finally determine if this is something that legitimately.
It's way longer. You can't even pull it any longer. See, you had to lean forward.
By about 83 inches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not. Ooh. Do you think that less?
That's feet. That's a difference of feet.
No, it's not.
Six.
76 to 83 is not.
Oh, I thought he said 6 feet, 3 inches.
Oh, 6'4", yeah.
6'4", and then. That's not 1 or 2 inches.
It's not 1 or 2 inches, but I don't think it's enough to make a difference.
That's like 6 inches tops.
Okay.
Tops. So I think that like that needs to be removed. So if anybody's going to get sick in a room when you come in sick, it's going to be me more than it's going to be him if you are patient zero.
I agree with that. Also,
now we've settled it.
And we keep like glossing over this. Jonathan, you were here. Kevin's blaming me for his sickness.
By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Jonathan, our engineer, who's here to help us resolve, did Katie get Kevin sick, who is not here?
He does not have the same symptoms that I started with. And you'd think that that right. would matter.
I thought we were all like entomology experts after the pandemic.
I feel like I am. And that's science? Why I'm spitting facts right now.
Right.
The symptoms are different.
Okay.
Because I started with hacking cough. That's where I started. And then went into major weakness and bad, bad body aches. He seems to have a sniffle. His body could hurt. I'll give you that. His body could hurt. But that's not what he was reporting to guys, me, the KDC.
Do you guys drink milk?
Yeah.
Did you hear what's going on with milk?
What's going on with milk?
There's like swine flu in milk or something.
Come on. Yeah. This is a responsible morning radio show.
Sorry. Oh, we're not talking. Sorry.
Where did you see this? I'm all over the news almost 24 hours a day. I haven't seen the story anywhere.
I saw it on BBC America.
BBC.
Bird flu.
Yeah, bird flu, not swine flu. Excuse me.
Bird flu in the milk?
Milk is testing positive for, you know what? I was going to say, I don't think Kevin drinks milk, but he certainly eats a lot of dairy.
Yeah, he doesn't drink milk.
One in five samples of pasteurized milk had bird flu fragments, FDA says.
Not to scare people, sorry.
Okay.
This is hard-hitting news.
Now, I drink lactose-free milk. I wonder if that's like ultra-pasteurized, so I wonder if I'm okay.
Why do you drink lactose-free milk?
Because I have a theory that I'm a little lactose intolerant. So
you've
I'm experimenting.
Never said that.
I'm experimenting okay. with it right now. And I got to tell you, when I drink lactose, because I love milk and I'm not giving it up. I don't care how old I get. Okay?
Lactate milk is delicious.
It's not lactate. Oh, no. Is it lactate? I don't think it is. It's clover, but lactose-free.
Oh, okay.
But I feel better not drinking it for what it's worth.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, though, yes. Thank you very much for Jonathan from our news department.
Yes.
I said engineer, don't listen to me. He's from our news department in there crunching the numbers. So, wow. Thank you so much. Okay. We should see if Kevin drank milk.
He didn't.
And
he
I don't think, I'm not seeing anything in here really. That
so
says.
This might be partly my fault now because I went and got Kevin Starbucks a couple days ago and they messed up his order and gave him
oh my
milk.
God, that is true. Yeah. He wanted oat milk.
Yeah.
And they gave him regular milk.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why you have to stop getting him. So first of all.
Sorry. Well, here's the thing. Bird flu doesn't really get people sick. I just Googled it. It's rare cases of humans that have been infected with the virus. So,
well, Kevin is a rarity.
That's true.
Well, you got us there.
That is true. All right. Well, Jonathan, thank you very much. We've covered a lot here. And I think that we've gotten down to some hard-hitting facts.
Yeah.
There's bird flu in milk.
Uh-huh.
You're probably going to be okay still. I sit a little bit further away from Katie.
I think it was even further than 6 inches because you did the tape measure didn't go any further.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it
yeah,
did? I thought it looked like you couldn't pull it anymore.
No.
He was just pulling it to
oh,
his mouth.
Okay.
And Katie talks directly to me more than she talks to Kevin.
That is true.
And we all have learned from COVID, spit particles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who does she yell at more? Sorry, I know you probably got hold of a break.
Oh, 100% me.
Okay.
That's 100%. Not true.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Julia this morning. Good morning, Julia.
Hi, good morning, all.
Now, you're here because of your boyfriend, Logan, and let's get right down to it. Why do you think Logan is cheating on you?
Well, we've been doing really great, honestly. We've been together for about 5 years, but it wasn't until, like, the past year that things have kind of, I guess, gotten a little odd. It was also just recently that I saw on his phone chat log there were multiple calls from someone from Instagram, the calls. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Do you know what this is?
I don't.
So in your DMs, it's possible for somebody that just follows you, or actually, I don't even know if they need to follow you. You can push this like little phone icon and make a phone call, a video phone call to their phone, or maybe not a video phone call.
I guess, now that you say it, I think I've seen the phone, but I never even...
Okay, but it was multiple?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was, I mean, I just very briefly scrolled, but it was a lot.
Same person?
Yes. The only thing that I know is that it's the same person, and the name says Shannon.
Okay.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses, so we're going to have Katie call, pretend to be a telemarketer, offer him some free roses, see who he sends them to, and what he writes in the card, and we'll be listening for the name Shannon and not Julia, which it should be. All right, let's find out.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Logan, please?
Speaking. Who am I speaking with?
This is Elizabeth with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, I mean, if it's free, yeah, sure, I guess.
All I need to get started, it's pretty simple, is the first and last name of the person you'd want to send the roses to.
I'm actually a little bit in the doghouse right now, so this is perfect.
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah, Shannon.
Okay. And then before I get Shannon's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I'm sorry, baby. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Hey, Logan, that's not a real offer from a real telemarketer. That's Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. I'm Gavin, and you're on something called War of the Roses, and listening in this whole time was your girlfriend, Julia. Julia, you're back on with us. Are you there?
Unfortunately, yeah.
That was the name that we were listening for.
Yes. So now I need to know who the hell Shannon is.
Look, we need to talk in private.
No.
Whatever this is.
Absolutely not. No, clearly this is something that needs to be talked about.
Logan, she saw that name come up on the call log of your phone when she is calling from Instagram. Who is that, and why is she calling you so often?
Look, I haven't been happy for a really long time.
When did that all, like, when did you start feeling that way? Like, what? Like, when?
I mean, since your car accident, you just don't seem the same. And it's been terrible on all of us. And
oh, it's been terrible for you?
No, of course
it's been terrible for you. I broke my hip. It's been taking me months to recover. Do you know how long, like, it takes for someone to recover from something like that?
Look, it's not because of your recovery, okay? I understand that. It's just that you've been so negative since.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder why. Because I was depressed. Because I broke my hip and I couldn't move. I couldn't do hardly anything. I didn't have a life.
You've just ever since had just this look on life that's just been negative, and it really brought me down. And
cutting you off, Logan, have you ever said any of this to her?
I've tried to. Yes, I've tried
no.
to open up a dialogue, but she just
Absolutely
shut me down.
Not.
I tried my best.
I really just don't even know what to say, because who does that to somebody whose life was just so... Like, I was broken. This doesn't make
there.
Any sense.
Yes, I was there the entire time. You're acting like...
You're doing what? What were you... Tell me, give me
I
an example of
stop
how you were actually
like
there for me.
Oh, stop. Like, I didn't take care of you. Like, I didn't bathe you. Like, I didn't, like... Wasn't at your beckoning call. And you recovered.
You were just
like, even beyond
supposed
that.
To be there for me. You were my boyfriend. That is part of the deal.
Okay. Logan, who is Shannon?
She's someone I met. It just happened. I don't know. And here we are. And I never wanted to hurt you.
I still can't believe that this is happening. Like, I really... Because who would do this to somebody? If you weren't happy, you should have told me, and you should have just, like, broken up with me instead of cheating on me.
I hate doing this, but we've run out of time, and Logan, we're going to let you go. Julia, if you need go to BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, can we get you in touch with a BetterHelp therapist? Because it sounds like this accident, I mean, and understandably, really affected your life, both physically and emotionally. In addition to this relationship stuff, maybe talking to a therapist about this traumatic event could be beneficial for you.
Yeah, honestly, because I just don't even know what I'm hearing right now.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
It's the War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Luke Combs. He's coming to Levi Stadium on May 17th, and tickets still available. But we've got some burning a hole in our pockets, and we have to give them away, but we have to do it to caller 17, and that's you, Jamie. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Congratulations on being caller 17. You get to play Lion for Luke with us, okay?
Okay.
Now, the way this is typically played is you have three rounds. Each of us go around and tell you a story from our lives, and then you have to guess if it was a lie or truth. Kevin is out sick today, so here's how we're going to modify the rules. Kay's going to go, and I'm going to go, and then you get to choose who you want to hear a second story from, me or Katie. There's a strategy there. Maybe you know more about either me or Katie, okay? Or feel like you can read us better or something like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Katie, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Listen close to this story, Jamie.
When, for the majority of my life, my dad lived in Southern California, and we would go visit him every summer. And it would be me and my two brothers. And I suffered from such extreme codependence that even long into our teens, I would make my little brother, who's only 3 years younger than me, he wasn't like a little kid, I would make him sleep in bed with me every night so I didn't have to be alone.
Wow.
Is it a wow? Or is it not even true?
Is that a lie or a truth, Jamie?
I feel like that's a lie.
You don't know. Jamie, it's an absolute truth.
Wow. How long did that go on?
At some point, for some reason, my grandmother got involved and said, "You can't make him do this anymore." All right.
I feel like all the times I've heard you talk about you living in the chocolate factory, I haven't heard about you and your brother.
Okay, very smart. You're right. This was on my dad's side of the family. On my mom's side of the family was the chocolate store. So
there you go.
Okay. Or chocolate factory.
But all right.
Good job.
And I thought you were going to be like, that doesn't sound like something you do. And I'd be like, Katie's the queen of co-independence. I'm going to the bathroom. Come with me.
Gavin and I have had hotel rooms that had doors in between, and I made him sleep with the door open.
That is a true story.
That is a true story.
All right, here we go. Jamie, you have to get the next two right to win Lion for Luke. When I was a kid, we're talking like 8 years old, 8, 9 years old, when kids get weird. I thought, you know what? I don't have a collection of something. All of my friends, some collect baseball cards. A lot of them collected baseball cards. Some collected comic books. Some even collected rocks. I made the decision I was going to start collecting empty boxes of cereal, breakfast cereal. And my parents at first thought, oh, he's quirky and adorable and funny. Until my stacks of cereal boxes would go from floor to ceiling in my bedroom, and I would catalog them by color and by brand, and it got to be too much, and they had to throw them all away. Is that story true or a lie?
True.
That is a true story.
True story.
True story. And then I would even tell people like, hey, I have a really rare shredded wheat. But no one knew what I was even talking about. I just wanted to be cool when they were like, I've got Bo Jackson's rookie card. Be like, yeah, well, I've got one where Tony the Tiger's wearing glasses.
Yeah, well, you also brought a briefcase to elementary school. So.
Also a true story. Yeah. We're getting all kinds of true stories today.
All kinds of truths.
All right. So third round, you need to win this one to win. Do you want a story from Katie or do you want a story from me?
I guess you, since I got it right from you.
Okay. Ooh. All right. We're going to go back to my childhood again. And when I was 10 years old, I wanted to be, from the time I was like 4, actually still to this day, wanted to be a paleontologist, somebody who digs up dinosaur bones. And I was lucky enough and obsessed enough that I applied for a contest at the local Natural History Museum in Philadelphia to win a trip to the Badlands to visit a real paleontology dig and, you know, brush away some dirt on some real bones. And I won, and I wasn't allowed to go because it was during the school year. Is that story a lie or a truth?
I'm going to go true.
Yes.
Poor Gavin.
That was a true story. I was devastated.
Poor Gavin.
And now I do this for a living. Thanks a lot, Dad. All right. Well, congratulations. You got yourself tickets to go see Luke Combs. How about that, huh?
Woo! Woo!
I think you mean yeehaw. It's going to be at Levi Stadium on May 17th. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you,
Jamie.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The only thing she has to fear is losing the game that is known as...
Are you smarter than Katie?
Other than that, she's not scared of a single thing, ladies and gentlemen. Not a single thing, and especially not caller 17, which is you, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Katie's going to step out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
Jackpot's up to $200, and I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And we'll see how many you get right, how many she gets right. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville, 1 across from the Galleria, 1 in West Roseville on Blue Oaks. All of them are delicious. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, here we go. First question. Princess Kate Middleton isn't the only member of the royal family with cancer. So does King Charles, and he's fading, according to sources. Quietly, there are plans for his funeral due to his deterioration. Sad story. If Charles dies, who becomes Queen Dowager?
Queen what?
Dowager.
I don't even...
I don't even know what a dowager is.
3 seconds. Three.
Would that be his wife?
Okay, gotta be more specific than that.
Oh my gosh, what is his wife's name? Camilla.
Two.
I know it's Camilla Carper.
That's fine. Okay.
Camilla.
Yeah. Question two. Audible made an announcement that they are going to have all of the Harry Potter novels made into audiobooks. Okay. But not just any audiobooks. They're going to have many different famous actors read for the different parts and include music and sound effects as well. It's basically going to be like a radio play. That's going to be very exciting. Who did Rupert Grint play in the movies?
Oh, that's the redhead. Ron Weasley.
Question three. The Supreme Court listened to arguments about Donald Trump's claim that a president has total immunity from all crimes yesterday, and it did not go terrible for him. It seems like the conservative justices won't fully agree with him, but will kick it back to the lower courts, which will delay his federal trials till after the election. Which Supreme Court justice's wife helped try to overthrow the election results? Michelle?
Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
I was picturing him and I had to think.
Okay. Question four. Jennifer Aniston announced she's remaking the movie 9 to 5. 9 to 5 is a landmark 80s comedy about three women secretaries at a company who kidnap their sexist boss and run the company themselves. Spell the word misogynist.
MISOGYNIST.
All righty. And finally, a family got their pet cat back after they accidentally sent it to Amazon. They returned something in a box without realizing that their cat jumped inside. And despite traveling 600 miles away, the cat was fine and returned. If the cat went 30% of the trip before it was discovered, how far would that have been?
Okay, so 600 miles.
Yes.
So 30%. I've got a pen. 180 miles?
All righty. Please bring Katie back into the room. And Michelle, what do you do for a living?
I am an administrative assistant for one of our local cities.
One of your
what did she say?
Administrative assistant.
Okay.
So that's like you help the mayor?
I work in the offices at a public works department.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get anything on the docket? Can you get us a meeting with somebody, muckety muck?
Yeah.
I could get your water leak fixed if you had one.
Okay.
Good to know.
Somebody to know.
Good to know. All right. Now you're on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, question one. Princess Kate Middleton isn't the only member of the royal family with cancer. So does King Charles.
Right.
And he is fading.
No.
That's according to sources. And they are planning for his funeral.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe this isn't bigger news. They said his deterioration is not good.
Oh, that's terrible.
If Charles dies, who becomes Queen Dowager?
Would Camilla?
That is correct.
Wait, so is Queen Dowager the queen?
Queen Dowager means the widow of the king.
But William would become king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question two. Audible made an announcement that they're going to have all of the Harry Potter novels turned into essentially radio plays.
Oh, cool.
They're going to be reading the book, but they're going to have different actors read for the parts. They're going to add music. They're going to add sound effects. It's going to be a lot of fun. Who did Rupert Grint play in the movies?
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley. Of course you'd know that as a redhead.
Sure.
Question three. Yesterday, the Supreme Court listened to arguments about Donald Trump's claim that a president has total immunity from all crimes, and it did not go terrible for him. It seems like the conservative justices aren't going to fully agree with that, but they're going to kick it back to the lower courts, which is going to delay all of his federal trials till after the election. That's what it looks like. Which Supreme Court justice's wife helped try to overthrow the election results?
Clarence Thomas.
That is correct. You know, I'm not a legal scholar, but it seems like that should be a recusal.
Grounds for recusal is real murky.
Mm. So is the morals and standards of a Supreme Court justice.
Well,
question four. Jennifer Aniston announced she's remaking the movie 9 to 5. 9 to 5 is a landmark 80s comedy. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I've seen the play.
It is a landmark 80s comedy about three women secretaries at a company who kidnap their sexist boss and run the company themselves.
Huh.
Dolly Parton was in it. Spell misogynist.
Okay. Oh, I know it has a Y in there. M-I-S-O misogynist.
Wow, we got there. G-Y-N. O-B-G-Y-N.
Okay, we get it.
Question five. A family got their pet cat back after they accidentally sent it to Amazon. They returned something in a box without realizing that their cat jumped inside. Yeah. And despite traveling 600 miles away, the cat was fine and returned to them. If that cat went 30% of the trip.
And how far was that?
600 miles. Okay. If the cat went 30% of that trip before it was discovered, how far would that have been?
Oh, God. Half would be 300, so let's.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
420.
180 miles.
Man, going the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's all right.
So was that cat,
yeah. That was a huge fear we had when we moved out to California.
That you'd ship your cat somewhere?
When they packed all of our stuff up in our apartment, we couldn't find one of our cats.
Oh, my God.
And I totally panicked and thought it jumped into a box and it was being driven across the country and it was going to die. I even called the truck driver and I was like, stop! She was just hiding behind the dryer.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You got 5. Katie got 4. You win. Katie loses. Unbelievable. Get it with that percentage question every time, Michelle.
Every time.
All right. Well, we're going to reset the jackpot. It goes down to $20 when we return. And Michelle, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am smarter than Katie
You sure are. Stay on hold. I got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Pretty Little Secret Time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Mark this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing just fine. So let's jump right into this as we are in the era right now where people are planning their summer vacations. That's what this is about. You have a summer vacation planned. You're not going to tell us where or any of the details for obvious reasons, but what is the dirty little secret around your summer vacation?
Okay, so I planned a vacation for my family this summer in a town that my ex-girlfriend is in. The reason I did that is because, so my wife thinks that I'm seeing clients in this town, but, for two nights, I'm going to have dinner with her and we're not going to tell anyone.
Two nights? You're going to see her two nights?
Yeah.
So your wife thinks these two nights is when you're seeing clients?
Right. Exactly.
Are these two overnights? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're just having dinner. I don't plan on anything happening past that. I'm pretty sure she doesn't either. But you know, I miss her and we both sort of miss each other and we feel like we can't really have any sort of relationship because of, you know, I have a wife, she has a boyfriend and we feel like it would just be red flags all over the place. So yeah, we're just doing this. We're just having dinner.
If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. And Mark just told us that he is planning his family summer vacation in a town where his ex-girlfriend lives. And he told his wife, I'm going to see some clients that are down there while we're on vacation. But really, he's going to be seeing his ex-girlfriend two nights, two dinners. But it's not sexual. You can guarantee that.
Yeah.
It's obviously emotional, though, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're friends now. That's it.
But does your wife know that you're friends?
No.
Is your wife aware of this ex-girlfriend at all?
Yeah, she doesn't like her.
Wow.
Is this a place that your family was excited to go vacationing? Or did you have to, like, twist your wife's arm to go to this location?
Was it a hard sell?
I mean, I think she was a little confused why I picked this place out of any other, because it's not the biggest tourist town. But, you know, she didn't ask too many questions.
Well, especially if you sold it as like, I really have to see clients here, so why don't we just make a trip out of it?
Why did you guys break up?
It was for a lot of reasons. We sort of grew apart. We dated for a long time, and we just both thought that it was a good idea to go our separate ways.
So it was like a mutual drifting apart. Nobody did anything to create animosity or hatred at all.
Right.
Is there part of either of you that, like, you feel like she's the one that got away or anything?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Do you still love her?
I mean, listen, I love her as a person.
So what is it about this that makes you not feel like you can tell your wife?
Because, like I said, she doesn't like her at all. She would not be happy with that.
I feel like this is I'm kind of surprised, Katie, that you're not more understanding of this.
I am
very
understanding.
It feels like something that you would be okay with.
I am very understanding of the feeling of missing an ex, even if it's not in a romantic way, but this is somebody that you liked as a person at one time in your life, and you're curious about how they're doing, and it'd be nice to sit across from them again. I understand all of that. It is the money, the time that the family is giving up instead of going to some other, maybe more fun vacation. They are going to go to this place. It's the dipping out on your family vacation for two nights.
Yeah.
It's all of that that I'm like, wow, this is a judgment-free zone. So I'm not going to say I think it's a totally terrible move.
Have you ever done this before?
No, I've never done this before.
And how long ago did you guys break up?
It was 6 years ago.
Okay. Well, text messages coming into 909-1065 are interesting. Most of them are, you know, kind of saying what Katie's saying, except a little stronger. But a few people, you know, they're texting and saying, like, I've done something similar to this. You know, I'm sure they don't mean hijacking and schlepping a whole family vacation out of it. But nonetheless, if your ex makes a move on you, will you turn it down, honestly? Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah?
I think I would.
You think you would? Think you would?
I think I would.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out this summer with your summer family vacation. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
It's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
And it's time for the no-name movie game.
106.5. The end.
Every time I go to a movie and I hear people sing that in the movie theater,
makes us so happy.
I sink down into my seat and I go, all right. We have two contestants this morning because Mr. Kevin from the Wake Up Call is sick today. So we are just going to play each of us two rounds each. And we are going to start with Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
All right. Now you have chosen me to play. Are you good at movies? Because I'm feeling a little nervous for some reason.
I'm good at movies.
You're good at movies. Okay, good. All right, here we go. All right. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
And go. This is the opposite of pepper.
Salt.
Yes.
One.
Okay. This is, if you are cold and you shiver, this is like, ooh, it's, there's another word for this. You know what? Skip that word for a second. Second word of the title is land that is surrounded by water. That is what?
Island.
Yes. And the first word is, oh, I'm cold. I'm, or it's spooky. It's spooky and it's making me get the shivers.
Oh gosh!
I blank at the thought.
I have no idea.
Another way to say it. These are on your windows. Shutter Island. Shutter Island.
Oh god.
Shutter.
Wow.
That was a tough one.
I didn't know where we were going.
Well, Shutter Island is where we were going. All right, Cheryl, I'm going to put you back on hold. Katie gets to go, but we're coming back to you. Don't go anywhere, okay? Don't get disheartened. We're going to play with Raymond. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
Raymond, how old are you?
Yeah.
13.
Okay. Still feel confident?
Yeah, right. I do, actually.
Raymond, you a big fan of movies?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
All right, good. All right. 45 seconds on the clock. Playing for tickets to go see the Esquire, to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Raymond, have your parents take you to see Civil War. You'll love it.
Well, he's not old enough, Gavin.
That's why you get your parents to go.
Oh, get your parents. Yeah, they're loosey-goosey. They don't care about
our
rating.
Here we go. He's calling radio stations.
Right.
45 seconds starts now.
He is a green ogre.
Shrek.
Yes. One. Okay. If something cannot be broken, it is what?
Fixed.
Nope, it cannot. It is another word for cannot be broken.
Indestructible?
No. Okay, pass. The capital of Alaska? Okay. Okay, pass. The opposite of young.
Old.
And the opposite of girl.
Boy, old boy.
Yeah, okay.
Two.
Okay.
Believe it or not, you're beating us, as shocking as that is. We're going to jump right back into another round with you and Raymond.
It's troubling that you don't know your states and capitals, Raymond.
By 13, you should.
The capital of Alaska?
Yeah, it's a state. Did you know Alaska was a state?
Yeah, but not the capital.
No, Alaska is not the capital of Alaska.
But I don't know the capital of Alaska.
It's Juneau.
Clearly.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. 45 seconds back on the clock.
Okay.
Brush it off, Raymond. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
The opposite of nice.
Bad.
No, nice.
Mean.
Yes. And then the opposite of boys.
Girls, mean girls.
Okay.
One.
This is what you write in at school.
Pencil.
No, what you write it. Oh my God, Raymond. It's what you write in. You open it, it's got paper.
A notebook.
Yes.
There you go, too.
Okay. One number more than 27.
28.
Okay, and there are 7 of these in a week.
28 days.
Okay, and then not sooner, but
a bike.
Oh, man.
Not a scooter.
Not a scooter. She was saying sooner. Not sooner, but later.
28 days later.
You were so close to saying 28 days later. Okay, yeah. Raymond, you didn't do bad. All right, you didn't do bad. You got 4 total, which means now we go back to Cheryl. Cheryl, we need to get 3 to tie, 4 to win. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not sure if you heard or not. You're going up against a 13-year-old baby. Okay?
Don't say that.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock, Cheryl. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, and go. The opposite of God.
Devil.
Yes. Okay, if you're addressing a person of royalty, you say...
Yes,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Okay, this is another one. This is what's above us. Clouds, space. It's called. Yes, that's the first word. Second is if I draw a straight I'm drawing a straight
Line?
Yes, put them together.
Skyline?
Yes! Okay, this is like a little pool. It's warm, though, and it bubbles.
Hot tub?
Yes! 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 We got it! We got it! Unbelievable, Cheryl!
I think it's a tie.
No, she got four.
She got four in this round?
Yes.
Oh, the first one.
She got Devil. She got Skyline. She got Your Highness. Yeah. And she got Hot Tub Time Machine.
You're right.
Hot damn, Cheryl. Wow. Congratulations.
I hope you feel good about taking tickets away from a young boy.
Well, the only thing that the Esquire he can see right now on his own is a documentary about fighter jets.
Well, guess what? He's 13, can't get there on his own.
Cheryl, congratulations. They have Civil War, and I highly recommend watching that, okay? Stay on hold. We got to get your information. That was exciting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Today is a day where you could be getting free food, apparently. I don't have any details on this, but Katie does. And she said this is going to be an amazing day for me.
Well, it is.
What's happening?
Today is National Pretzel Day.
Today is National Pretzel Day?
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Oh, my God. For anybody who doesn't know, soft pretzels are my favorite little treat. You want a special place in my head and my heart? You get me a soft pretzel. Even a bad soft pretzel.
Oh, or even a soft pretzel bite.
You're right.
Well, happy National Pretzel Day.
Thank you. And to you and yours.
Thank you. Wetzel's Pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Has found a really special way to celebrate.
Okay.
And they would like to give you...
Me.
Yes.
Me personally?
Yep.
Or is it everybody?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right.
A free pretzel.
That's nice.
It only goes... It's today. It ends at 3 p.m.
Okay.
Oh, no. Starts at 3 p.m. Whew.
It starts at 3 p.m.
Till it closes.
What? There's no bad time for pretzels.
I know
the second the mall opens... Wetzel should be giving out their free pretzels.
Listen, I agree with you, but maybe they want to wait for kids to get out of school.
F kids!
Ah!
Yeah, I'll say it again.
Gavin. So find your way to your nearest Wetzel's Pretzels, which is where?
For us, it would be the Galleria, the Roseville Galleria. There's two of them at the Roseville
they
Galleria.
Are two of them?
I'm pretty sure there's two. There's definitely one downstairs on the lower level.
Right, I know that one.
And that one's by where the Disney store sadly used to be, should still be a Disney store. Sorry, Lolly and Pop. I think there's another one upstairs. But listen, okay, I just thought of
it. Okay, I'm going to go to Wetzel's Pretzels, find a location.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing. And I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think I could hit up both locations?
That's a good question. I didn't see in this article how they're going to track people.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that. They probably will. I can't
do
that. I can't. I wouldn't be able to not have anxiety going to a second location or even a
especially
third
location. Especially if it's on the same premises.
I'm looking now and there's two at the Arden Fair Mall as well.
There's two?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say something and you're not going to like it.
There's one at Macy's at down on K Street.
I don't believe that I've ever spent my own money at a Wetzel's Pretzels. Is that the one where they wear the funny hat?
I don't remember a hat.
Was that hot dog on a stick?
I think you're hot dog on a stick in it.
Oh, boy.
Wetzel's Pretzels is blue and yellow.
Okay.
They have one at Downtown Disney.
That's not Auntie Anne's?
No. Auntie Anne's is blue and white, and Auntie Anne's at the Galleria is upstairs where the carousel used to be.
Okay.
You
don't think that's too many pretzel locations in one place?
How dare you?
Well, how many?
You're part of the reason why Disneyland has reduced pretzel locations.
Well, I don't think that. I don't think I am.
Well, with propaganda like that, you are.
Okay. Well, I can't think of anything else that requires two in one mall.
Is Auntie doing it?
Gavin, I've never been to Auntie's either.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, maybe once, maybe, but if I did, I went with you.
Auntie Anne's used to be the best soft pretzels.
Okay.
They have taken a little bit of a dip, but they are still very good.
I can't even wrap my brain around the idea, and I feel terrible saying this. This isn't what I want, okay? I want industry. I want successful business.
Right.
But it blows my mind that either of these things have stayed open for as long as they have.
You mean in general?
Yes.
Or for two locations?
Both.
Well, two locations I can justify. I will almost give it to you. The Galleria is not so big. It's not the Mall of America where if I'm jonesing a pretzel, I can't
wait to get downstairs.
Right. I can't go back to the original location for whence I saw one. But who doesn't like a soft pretzel?
No, everybody does. But they never even cross my mind.
They don't cross your mind?
No.
I've told this story on the air before. Our old studio, I used to drive past the movie theater on Greenback in order to get home. On multiple occasions, I would stop in there and shamefully go to the concession stand, buy pretzel bites, and not see a movie, just leave.
Yeah, you did tell people that.
Would you like cheese? You're goddamn right. So listen.
Maybe it's low overhead.
It does seem like you only need one person to run a pretzel stand.
Right.
You know, as long as they're in their downtime, they're twisting the dough.
I think you could get away with going to a second location and getting a pretzel.
Somebody else said Auntie Anne's is doing free pretzels today if you have the rewards app. Do I have the rewards app? What a stupid thing to say.
I was the beta tester.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So medical bills are out of control. Going to the hospital is going to cost you money that you'll be paying off for years. It's unfortunate, but that's the country we live in. So I am calling somebody who works for a large medical group in the area to tell them I can't afford ambulance pickups anymore. Please put me on the do not pick me up list. And that conversation does not go very well.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is Annie speaking.
Hi, I don't know if I'm talking to the right person or not, but I need a request for them to put me
what
on.
What can I?
Well, you're not. When do I get to say it? Can I say it?
Sure.
Okay. I need to be put on the do not pick up list.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to be on the list of people that ambulances don't pick up.
We don't actually have a list of any kind.
You don't have a list started for that yet?
No. There's
okay.
No.
Okay. Well, put me at the top then. Number one.
Sir, I was, like I said, there is no such list, so
right.
I can't put you on anything.
Well, no, so that's what I'm saying. So let's make the list now.
Oh, well.
I don't have insurance anymore, so I can't afford an ambulance. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm incapacitated and if I pass out again and they send an ambulance, I'm gonna be broke for the rest of my life. I'm already broke probably for the next 10 years, but then I'll really be broke if this happens again. So just let's make a list, okay? Get a pen and write the do not pick up. It's kind of like a do not fly list on airplanes, okay? Except I didn't do anything wrong except be broke, which I guess is, you know, that's, I guess that's kind of a crime.
Sir, perhaps you can write a letter and just... customer service, but well, we currently do not have a list.
I know. I heard you say that. Let me tell you what happened. I went to the movies, and when I was at the movies, I had a kidney stone attack. Okay. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say kidney stones?
Yes.
Well, it hurt so bad I passed out, and nobody knew what to do. So these idiots called 911. But I wake up in the emergency room and I don't know where I am. I'm looking around in a panic. People are trying to calm me down. Meanwhile, I've got a tube inside of my pee-pee. You want to wake up to that?
Sir, I'm sorry, but I can't help you with this.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. I know you.
No, we cannot because I don't have a list for that.
But we're going to make a list now. We're going to make a list, okay? I'm not saying that I want you to help me with the tube that's in my... Listen.
Patient on the phone, okay? Thank you.
Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Good. I'm not saying I need you to help me with the tube. What I need you to help me with is just to make sure that nobody picks me up, okay? Like, I'll take an Uber... I'll wear a sign around my neck that says, like, don't call an ambulance, call an Uber. And that'll be on me. That's me, okay?
Sure. Okay. Then you do that, and then everything will be all right.
Okay, are you gonna write my name down?
Yes, sure. I will write your name down.
Well, I never gave you my name. Aha! I got you. So, okay, write Raul Labrador.
Okay. All right, thank you, Raul.
Did you write it down? I swear to God, if an ambulance comes and gets me, I'm going to be so mad.
Okay, goodbye now.
Okay, wait, one more thing before you get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and this has been a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Oh, you're so annoying. I'm going to throw the phone across the room right now.
I'm so sorry that I did this to you. It was the idea of your sister.
Oh, my. I'm going to kill her. Seriously, at work, really?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We're going to be talking about movies here, and we want to know what you think when it comes to movie tropes, something you see in movies all the time, and you see them so often that you don't even realize, hold on a second, that would never happen in real life. There's no way that would happen in real life. Call us right now, or you can text in 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Perfect example, when police show up to a scene, a failed bank robbery or whatever.
Okay.
They never interrogate the hero. They just throw it. You just see the hero with a blanket around him and
a bloody face. You're right.
Shaking hands with the cops.
You're right.
No one's ever suspecting him of anything or anything like that.
Okay, how about this? Straws always make a slurping sound.
Right.
Unless you're at the very bottom of a drink, it doesn't make a slurping sound.
Text message we just got in to 909-1065, when people kiss right when they wake up and they haven't brushed their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When people are on the phone in a movie, they don't say goodbye to each other.
They just hang up.
They just hang up. All right. Click.
That does happen a lot. And have you ever been hung up on in real life?
Well, yeah.
I'm furious.
Well,
when that happens, I still think about it for days.
Well, even if the person isn't like mean hanging up on you.
Right. And they're just like, okay, sounds good. Click. And then for days, I'm just like, why did she do that? Why didn't she say goodbye? Why didn't she say bye-bye?
People take helicopters everywhere.
Yeah.
There are helicopters landing on buildings constantly.
Constantly. And you know what's funny about that? I'm 43 years old, and to this day, whenever I see a helicopter, I go, there's a helicopter!
Oh my God, look!
Look at that! Here's another one that I just thought of. stray dogs run up to you. Whenever you see like a stray dog or like the hero's in a back alley and there's a dog out there and then you just go like that and the dog's like, oh, okay, okay. I've never had a stray dog. I've seen a stray dog and I go, hey, come here, buddy.
And they are scared.
No, right, yeah. Away. They're all spooked and they like yeah. They like get away from you and they're like, hold on a second. Movies taught me that we were supposed to be best friends.
How about people walk through a front door? Do not close it.
Yeah.
Leave it open.
I kind of do that with chairs.
What about like blind people walking, dodging through traffic and crowds?
Does that happen?
Yeah, in movies.
What movie is that?
Yeah.
Where they're like dodging, where blind people are like just going through everything.
What movie?
That sounds very specific. Some of the other ones that are on this list that we found, we're talking about movie tropes, things that you see in movies a lot that never happen in real life. A scene which someone stumbles upon accidentally and then misinterprets like evidence or something like that.
What do you mean?
Like something that's important. And instead of like being like, oh, this is a piece of paper. Like, first of all, piece of paper and you read it. I wouldn't even do right. that. I'd be like, oh, somebody left this piece of paper there. But they pick it up and they go, wait a second.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so true.
There's a phone number written here. I don't recognize this phone number. I don't recognize any phone numbers. I barely recognize my own.
How about whenever they find some sort of ancient book written in a language that doesn't exist anymore, and they always have an expert that can read
do
it.
Yeah.
I got to take it to Sam.
This is another one that's on here. It's so true. We totally wound healing. Just the fact that, like, you see somebody with, like, I'm at a point now where I'm pretty sure I've never had to. God, I hope I never have to. But I'm pretty confident I could save somebody's life. Like, just because of stuff. What's that? Your shot? Okay, let me just rip
I'll patch
this.
It.
Let me rip this fabric. First of all, just ripping fabric.
That is so true.
That I couldn't do that in real life. And I'm pretty sure that tying a tourniquet, you put it right over the wound and pull it tight.
Oh my God, that is so true.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. We'll see you in the third act.
How about just the way people rebound from being shot?
Right. Yeah, if I got shot, like, you know, the benign place that people get shot in movies is always in the shoulder. If I got shot in the shoulder, you wouldn't see me for months.
I always think that. Like, there's so many bones right there.
Right, yeah. Text message we got into 909-1065. Pulling someone up from a ledge.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
I don't think I could hold, like, a child over a ledge. If you weigh, like, 80... Think about that. 80 pounds.
No.
I would barely be able to hold Ariana Grande over a ledge.
Not to mention dislocating somebody's shoulder never happens.
And what we can end on this one. Breaking down a door.
Yes.
Have you ever broken down a door?
Certainly not.
Neither have I, but movies make it seem like so anybody easy. Can.
Yeah.
You can kick a door down. That's it. That's the podcast. It was as wonderful as you hoped it would be, probably because you had low expectations. And it was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Try them today for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. You're probably going to need some online therapy after listening to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!